fighting for America.
We did exactly what needed to be done in order to catch those who were guilty on 9/11 and to prevent a further attack. And we were successful on both parts.
This report says it was not successful.
The report's full of crap.
Fighting for Idaho.
The president has the legal authority now. It's exactly the same legal authority that he had 6 years ago, and he didn't do anything about it. And since then, he has deported more than 2 million immigrants.
Fighting for you.
You know, Kevin, I logged 35,000 miles on my Chevy pickup in the last year.
I hope it wasn't a lease.
And it wasn't. And our roads aren't bad.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller with you. Thank you all for joining us. Some issues we've been yapping about. Well, to torture or not to torture, that is the question. Then we have people in Boise protesting, saying that, you know, the police here are out of control. Are the police out of control? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And we always hear about Texas. Texas got all these oil folks in Texas, and everything is bigger in Texas. Well, one thing that Texas doesn't have that Idaho does, an open carry law. And, oh, my goodness, the controversy in Texas. Should they allow folks to openly carry? We'll talk a little bit about those issues and more. But our friend Mike in Caldwell has been very patient. Mike, good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Hey, bud. I'm about to say something, and it's like it kind of hurts to say this. But
maybe you shouldn't say it then.
Well, no, it's got to be said. First time in my life, I'm not proud of my country. When I first seen that video of what they did to that guy, for selling, what, loose cigarettes? I smoke cigarettes. It's like, the other day, I sold a cigarette to somebody for 30 cents, you know?
You're engaged in the black market cigarette selling?
Well, that's what they've done in New York. They've created that market.
Right, but you're not doing it.
No. But, you know, it's like, I put myself in his situation. It's like, yeah, I've sold a cigarette for, 25, 30 cents before. You know, and it's like, does that deserve 6 cops coming up and choking you? You know?
Yeah, good point.
That's crazy. I don't know what's happened to this place. You know, but it's like they're, not even talking about, the root cause of what, caused all this,
Well, he broke the law.
Well, the law is broken because it's, $6 tax on cigarettes there? Do you
right.
see anybody else? It's like they created the market for the eye to do that, with their crazy tax, stuff. But it's like, who smokes cigarettes hasn't sold a cigarette to somebody for 25 cents?
Well, I will tell you, it's a tragedy that this man died. But do you believe that people here should be, throwing us in the boat with everybody else here?
No, that's why I'm not. That's why it's like, what's happened to the country? Where's common sense anymore?
Well, let me hit you with this one. Because you're a tough guy, you can take it. You beat the odds each and every day.
With a smile.
And you do it with a smile, a very happy smile, if you will. So let me hit you with this one. What do you say to people that say if the guy would have obeyed the police officers, this wouldn't have happened?
Well, in that situation, I would, because I'm a long hair and all that stuff. I've had cops come up to me and it's like, yeah, I'm not black, but I got long hhair. It's like, why are you hassling me? It's like, what's up?
You're saying police officers hassle you because of your appearance.
Oh, yeah. Tell me any long hair that hasn't had a cop come up to him. First thing, it's like, oh, you don't look like the regular society.
Well, maybe you need to get a haircut.
Yeah, this is America, remember?
I'm just kidding, Mike.
Yeah, I know. But, no, it's just, I'm really bummed. Cause like I said, I put myself in that guy's situation. And it's like, that is no reason to get choked and killed.
Good point. Thank you for the call.
All right. Sorry to be a bummer, man.
Well, it's okay. It's that kind of day.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Our great friend Mike in Caldwell. Good to see him again. Kevin Miller in the Morning with you at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Of course, taking your calls on the Boise protest. In addition to that, why does the if Mitt Romney gets in, or Jeb Bush, or Rick Santorum, they can just marvel at what the press does. I mean, we have people now taking up for the terrorists, right?
support all of this. You support those so-called enhanced interrogation techniques, waterboarding, some of the other things in the report as well?
Well, actually,
you support
Martha,
them all and think they were successful.
Well, there's a difference, but let me parse each of those parts of the sentence out. They were successful. That's hysterical fact. Do I support them? With regard to waterboarding, I've made it very clear that I thank God I didn't have to make that decision. Easier circumstances when I was director. By the way, Martha,
okay,
I'm the one.
But would you have made that decision?
I don't know, and I.
So that's a way to not say I fully support or not support.
It depends on the totality of circumstances at the time. And by the way,
it doesn't depend on how a nation thinks about torture. It doesn't depend on whether, as critics of this are saying, this defines a nation. This defines who you are. It shouldn't depend on that.
Well, three out of the last four attorneys general have defined this as not being torture. So let's get the legal definition off the table.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about a broader, perhaps national consciousness, a national sense of ethics. And here, Martha, we're making a choice between two very bad, very difficult choices. If we had not done this and a subsequent attack would have taken place, what would today's conversation be like?
Tell me how.
There we have it. Why does the press continue to stick up for ISIS? Here we have this terrorist attack going on in Australia, and the press is giving ISIS their Miranda rights. To Charles and Star with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing, Kevin?
Not bad. Not bad.
You know, you've been talking about these protesters. I'm not a bit surprised. Idaho's been invaded by outsiders, and they've changed so much the lifestyle of native Idahoans. And Idaho is not what it was 30 years ago. And those who come into this state after they're here a while consider themselves as conservative Idahoans, and they're not. They're still outsiders. And this has been quite evident. You can see their influence in our state legislature. You can see the growth that has been brought into Boise. We had a simple life before. We were able to live cheaper, and now our prices are rising. It's costing us more money to live here because of all of these outsiders, and they've just brought in a low class of individuals. Even the homeless, we never had that problem. They were taken care of within our own organizations here in the state. And now what we're doing is we're encouraging this type of individual to migrate into Idaho. These outsiders that have moved into Idaho have brought in these communities around us, subdivisions that are socialist. They've brought in other undesirables. Even our police departments are hiring outsiders, and some of these cases also have caused problems within the police departments. I think the people that move in here should be more considerate of the native Idahoans and be a little bit more, have a little bit of harmonious relationship with the people that are around them.
I think the problem is, you know, and you've seen this in other conservative places, this reminds me when I grew up in New Hampshire, it was a libertarian state. Now you have all the libs from Massachusetts in there. They're a bunch of libs. And that's what's happening here.
I know. I know things change as we go along. We have been absolutely invaded by here. And the people that have come in here who are outsiders have caused more problems than those illegals that have come into Idaho. We've had illegals in Idaho for a considerable length of time, and they did not cause the problems that the people that are coming in now. I mean, some of these subdivisions that are coming in are almost communist, the way that they're run and restrictions placed upon them. And people that move into those places, they're giving up their freedom. They're just asking for more government.
Well, it kills me when I see all the farmland disappearing.
That's right. They're eating up the good agricultural land instead of moving out here on the desert somewhere. People need to realize that Boise is a desert. And if something would happen, the grid would go down there for an extended period of time or anything else. This city of the trees will no longer exist.
Charles, thank you for the call.
No, quite. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate it. To TPB with KM on 580 KIDO.
What is this KM stuff?
I don't know.
I mean, nice to have you back from the big land east of the Mississippi.
Yep. It was.
Really, you had a long vacation. I expect you to get back to work now.
I only had 5 days, really.
That's a lot of days for you.
You know, I looked at my accruing, and I think I have 2 weeks left for the year.
Oh, my goodness. What are you going to do? Take the last 2 weeks of the year off?
You know, I know people that do that.
Yeah, I know. I used to do it years ago.
I have to justify my existence, so I don't know if there'll be any more time out for me.
I don't have any more justification for mine. I wanted to talk about these protests, you know, we've been having around the country. You know, they're nothing more than the progressive left's agenda to take advantage of a crisis and to cause a further split in the country.
Well, but it's aided by the media. Now, you at the Gem State Patriot, and you're aligned with other folks who are coming up with alternative medias, but let's face it, when you have Martha Raddatz, as you heard, grilling the our country is above torture. No, we're not. No, we're not.
Look, Kevin, they're taking advantage of the people who have nothing to do and they're uninformed. They don't understand how the left works by dividing and conquering. You know, these are the same people who don't have a clue as to what discrimination really is. You know, you said it best earlier. We're lucky to live in Idaho.
We are.
You know, we're pretty much insulated from a lot of the outside forces that the other states have to deal with. You know, even this crisis with the CIA, with Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi, and this huge uproar they have because they waterboarded a few bad terrorists, everyone should have been notified in the legislature, and they were, and they said it was okay, and they approved of whatever methods they were going to do. You know, what did the terrorists, you know, what did they do to the terrorists compared to the families that suffered in the World Trade Center attacks in 2001. You know, my wife and I personally lost many good friends and colleagues in that catastrophe. And right now, it doesn't matter one iota to us, you know, what they do to these terrorists to keep this country safe, because we've seen it close up and personal. And I think a lot of people have to understand what we're doing is, what they're doing is trying to keep this country safe. And you know, when legislators are informed of what's gone on and what's going to go on, and then they still protest, then we need to get rid of the legislators.
TPB, we appreciate it.
Have yourself a good day, Kevin. Nice to have you back.
Good to be back. Take care, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Coming up, how to avoid scams this holiday season, this Christmas season. First, time for traffic. It's 8:07.
Back. Weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, let's talk a little shopping tips and preventing being scammed. Ed Fritz joins us from the Boise Police Department. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. So what's going on?
Oh, obviously, like you said, we talked shopping tips. We're all out shopping during the holiday season. Even though we're rushing around, we're probably thinking about 1,000 things. We still want you to stay alert to your surroundings, to the people around you, so you can have a safe time when you're out there shopping. So
what about the scammers? What are they up to? What should we be looking out for, sir?
You know, still looking at the same thing. Most of the time we see this time of year is still that crime of opportunity. That, you know, so when we leave that door unlocked, we leave those packages inside our car, people are looking for things like that. So obviously when we're out and about, remembering to lock your car, first and foremost. Don't leave your packages, your purse, your keys, or things like that sitting out and about in your car. If you have to leave some packages, you know, put them in your trunk. Cover them up so people don't physically walk by and see them in there.
Do you have a lot of reports of people breaking into cars?
We get those from time to time. Once again, you know, if you're out and about anywhere, there's a lot more people out just because people are out shopping. And so, once again, there's that much more opportunity out there. So some people could take advantage of situations like that.
What's your take on having to tell people to lock their cars? I don't think you have to do that in any other community. Lock their homes, too, for that matter.
Exactly. A lot of it, like I said, a lot of it's crimes of opportunity. And it's, you know what, so they take those simple precautions, and it's, you know, locking those cars, locking your homes, keeping your garage doors shut. But that's the best thing about crime prevention. It's not, you know, it's common sense stuff when it comes down to it. And so they're very easily to prevent is when, you know, bottom line.
Right. But again, you have people that have lived here all their lives, or some people new, whether it's in Boise or anywhere else, that, I mean, they not only unlock their cars, they leave their keys in their cars.
Yeah, people, you know, we do live in a safe community when it comes down to it, and people can, you know, do that from time to time. So we like to remind them as much as we can. If it takes an extra reminder by, you know, us talking to them, doing some outreach, and we can prevent that thing from happening, obviously it saves the time of them having to call the police, having to file police reports, have to go through that whole headache when they actually become a victim. So,
what about you know, the idea of getting robbed or mugged at one of these shopping areas? Any way to avoid that? I mean, you know, people talk about profiling, but I mean, you know, do you lock your things in your trunk? What would you recommend?
Obviously, being alert to your surroundings is going to be key with that. So being aware of who's around you, who's around your car at all times. So, you know, if you have to park in the parking lot at night, you know, park under that light, park in that lit area so that you can see what's going on. If that person's, you know, kind of waiting by your car, you know, a common sense would be maybe go back inside and wait till that person's no longer waiting by your car anymore. But when you're going out, obviously have your keys out, have your keys ready, so that you can get in, get in your car, and go. But obviously, you know, checking your backseat, checking around your car so you're not having any surprises around there. And, yeah, like you said, locking those things in your trunk. It's very easy just to open your trunk, stick it in there. Once again, it's out of sight, out of that person's mind, so that person coming through isn't going to see that package in your backseat, see that purse sitting on the floorboard. And so it removes the temptation from them.
When should you call the police?
If you feel uncomfortable, if there's something else going on, you're obviously a victim of a crime, call the police. If there's that suspicious person, you know, we still want to know of that so we can see what's going on. Maybe if it takes an officer to come there and prevent something, that's great. You save yourself trouble. You save everyone else time and trouble as well.
Prevention seems to be an ounce of the cure here.
Definitely, without a doubt. If we can prevent so many more things from happening, obviously we don't have to worry about people becoming victims of a crime.
Well, we appreciate it. Any website or anything else you'd like to share with us?
Obviously, you can check out the Boise Police website at boisepolice.org. Go to the crime prevention page. We've got a ton of information on there that we help keep you safe. So.
And that works if you live in Meridian or Nampa.
Correct.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Ed Fritz with us from the police department there. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. The big question, to torture or not to torture?
Torture to me is an American citizen on his cell phone making a last call to his four young daughters shortly before he burns to death in the upper levels of the Trade Center in New York City.
Steve in Boise, we are on with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Kevin. Listening to part of your program this morning and the waterboarding, the, you know, whether you call that torture or not, trying to get information to save American lives. You know, I look at the other side of ISIS, the Taliban, that sort of thing. Are they better because they don't torture us? They just better hit us off did something they didn't like?
Well, I think they do torture us.
Well, I'm sure that they do. You know, right. What we hear is the beheadings. But, you know, someone gets tortured here in the U.S., or whether it's you're calling it torture or not, you know, we got information. We didn't cut your head off when we got through, you know. So,
right.
I don't know. I see it as a lot more humane than quote-unquote, the other side.
Okay, you're going to have to expand on that because I'm kind of lost, but that's nothing new for people to listen to this program.
Well, you know, I guess I'm trying to keep the gloves on, you know, but I think about a book that was written after World War II called A Man Called Intrepid, and they'd broken the German code, but they couldn't let the Germans know. So they just had to let them bomb parts of London. And the only thing to do was have a few more ambulances ready because they couldn't let them know. I mean, they knew people were going to die, but they couldn't let the Germans know because they could save even more lives by keeping it a secret that they knew so that they could win the war. And I don't see a little waterboarding as any problem in my mind to save American lives.
I would agree. Steve, thank you for the call, sir.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye. Coming up next, we'll get the, we'll go live to Washington, find out how they, Here's something that's really good. We're going to go live to Washington to deconstruct the big spending bill. And by the way, if you like salty food and belching cows, you're a winner. I'll explain next. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
When I first seen that video of what they did to that guy for selling loose cigarettes, first time in my life, I'm not proud of my country.
Kevin, we do need to break the cycle with the minorities and the blacks. There is a big problem there.
White people get killed by colored officers? Okay, well, so what? Just another
manic Monday. Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Thank you all for joining us. Coming up, Santa gets the boot after one complaint in the politically correct Politburo of, well, the East Coast. We'll tell you a little bit about that. And how about this? The state of Texas, where they, you know, talk about everything is big and great in Texas, they don't have, well, they don't have the same gun rights that we do here in Idaho. Quite frankly, I can't believe that we have this thing, and maybe somebody who's smarter with it or informed can tell me how this works. We live in America, land of the free, home of the brave, where we have this thing called the Second Amendment, but you have states like Illinois, like Washington, D.C., in the name of safety and security, that have banned people from protecting themselves with firearms. Okay. If that's the case, those cases were thrown out by the Supreme Court 5-4. That's why who controls the court is so important. And if the progressives, the libs, ever get the Supreme Court, it's going to be the end for a lot of rights that we have. It's a fluid thing, if you will. But I don't understand, in America, where we have the Second Amendment, that you can ban people from openly carrying weapons. And in Texas, that's gone from red to purple, allegedly, there's a new showdown that could happen in those Republican-dominated legislator houses. And Governor-elect Greg Abbott expected to push for expanded gun rights. By the way, this story is on our Gem State Gun Jobs Facebook site. I love this. It's good enough to open carry in Massachusetts. It's good enough for the state of Texas, Governor-elect Abbott said. And if Texas, which allows concealed handguns, embraces open carry, rolling back a 140-year ban, it would be the largest state to do so. So in the home of the Alamo, in the home of the Texas Rangers, you can't walk around with a six-shooter strapped to your leg. Now, in Idaho, and many of you know, I would say that we proudly have the most concealed carry, the most open carry advocates, champions, in Treasure Valley Radio right here. And that's a good thing, isn't it? So I'm sitting here thinking about Texas this, Texas that, and quite frankly, I have to tell you, it's about time. I don't know why it's taken Texas 140 years to get this done, right? Something to think about, and another great reason why we live in Idaho at 580-5436. 580-5436, we have something that Texas doesn't have. Now, to the story on Santa getting the snub, another great reason why Idaho is a great place to live.
Holiday songs, but no Santa Claus. This is the letter the principal here sent home to parents informing them there would be no Santa Claus at today's concert. It's the end of a long tradition, and some parents say, bah humbug. Holiday lights brighten the sky in downtown Cambridge. Some parents at the Andrew Peabody School are angry the school pulled the curtain on Santa Claus.
I don't think it's right, and I know a lot of people feel the same way.
Friday morning, the first through fourth grades performed their winter concert. Unlike previous years, Santa did not close the show. He did not even make an appearance.
Robert Thompson has two kids in the school and says the decision was based on a complaint.
It seems to be some of the things that's going on in America these days where the squeaky wheel gets oiled, and it's just a shame.
The school principal sent out a letter the day before the concert informing parents of the change. Parent Mohammed Hassan does not look at Santa Claus as a religious symbol.
Kids, they like that, you know, just it's fun for kids.
Rachel Bagley thinks the school does not have to provide a Santa, but...
That's a shame that we can't all celebrate each other's cultures, and Santa's a big part of Christmas time.
Hamadre Asher understands the move as more inclusive.
And we have other ways of having kids exposed to Santa Claus.
The principal's letter did say Santa will make an appearance at the end of the family sing-along on the 23rd. Parents can opt their kids out of the event. Thompson says he's not offended if...
Now, look at how ridiculous the United States of America outside the gem state has become. You have one complaint against Santa, then you have these folks coming in. One guy saying whatever he said about Santa, that, they can be exposed to Santa everywhere else. They're changing America. And did you notice in the report, and did you notice everywhere? And when I go into the place I hang out the most, Walmart, I meet my folks there. I have a good time. Because I, you know, buy a lot of stuff at the Walmart. Good affordable American stuff from China. But anyway, regardless of that, at the end of it, I always say Merry Christmas. And you notice how Merry Christmas is becoming controversial? Santa. We don't need Santa. We've only had Santa for many, many years. Remember when we were kids in the 60s or 70s? Xmas. We need to get Christ out of Christmas. And did Christ create a world that was so bad that we have to do that? And what's the lesson to kids? There are no values. There are no standards. There's nothing? What would your reaction be? What would your reaction be if that happened to your kid's school? You're at home getting ready to pay your property tax bill. By the way, the property tax bill, is that separate or is that included in your mortgage? You're looking at your bills, and hopefully Dave Ramsey isn't listening to you because you've been a little naughty with buying things. And all of a sudden, little Timmy or little Sally come home and they say Santa has been banned from the school play because we don't want to offend anybody. How about the majority of people that want Santa in their lives? Aren't they offended? Don't they matter? Or is it just that one little pimple that gets all the attention? Now, you might believe at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, hey, these kids need to learn. These kids don't need to sing. These kids need to sit back and be happy with what they have. Besides, you take a look at Santa. I'm a big Santa supporter. In fact, people are saying, hey, are you going to dress up as Santa again? You know, sometimes on the website you have me when I was at Petco or PetSmart or one of those places, and I was the Santa, and they, people brought their little pets to, you know, go over the list with Santa. You know you're comfortable with it when yourself when you get asked to be a fill-in for the big man. And that's an interesting experience. If you ever have the opportunity or physique like I do to be a jolly elf, I would recommend it. But to sit back because one person complains, and here's the deal, if you stick up for Santa Claus, you're the agitator. You're the person that's insensitive. How crazy is that? But how many of us would be willing to say, this is ridiculous, you need to bring back jolly old Saint Nick, because there's more of us than there are of them? It's kind of, well, I can get into that, but I'd like to hear from you. Let's go to Dan in Nampa with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Feeling a little jolly. And you?
Well, me too. I love it. Love the weather. Love the cold. Love this time of the year. Hey, I'd like to make a point. You know, it amazes me how that America has cowered to the different religions when we have one person that wants to stand up and say, I don't believe, I don't like, I don't whatever. And then all of a sudden we find ourselves cowering when in reality, every nation and every religion on the planet acknowledges the birth of Christ. It's 2014. Okay, 2014 from what? What started the clock? What started us celebrating the new year? The year 2014? Since the birth of Christ. Every nation and every religion acknowledges the year of our Lord, 2014. Now, they leave off the year of our Lord, but in reality, that's when the clock, that's when the calendar, the years started. So if they're not going to acknowledge Christ, then they shouldn't have a year on their date. Every time they sign a document, every time they sign their name and sign the date, 2014 years since the birth of Christ.
If they could, Dan, they'd get rid of that too.
Oh, I think they would try. I think they would try. But it's amazing to me that they talk out of both sides of the mouth. No, we're not going to acknowledge Christ. We're not going to acknowledge Christmas. We don't want to acknowledge Santa Claus. And yet every nation on the planet acknowledges the year from when he was born.
Dan, thank you for the call.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. 8:49, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Defending Christmas, defending values, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. This just in, hopefully it's a mistake, but let's give you the latest out of Pennsylvania. Well, maybe not. We'll try that again in a minute. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO, but there apparently has been a shooting in Pennsylvania, and we will not be able to give that to you. We'll get back to you there, Cactus. Apparently, let me see if I can get this. Police say they believe a military veteran is involved in 5 killings in Pennsylvania. This happened earlier this morning. Fox News' Jessica Guller has the latest, and apparently, let's try it one more time, shall we? Yep, not going to happen today. Better get that computer fixed as well. All right, let's continue on. When we have more on this shooting, we will let you know, certainly at the top of the hour. Fox News Radio will have the very latest on this. Now, apparently, the Sydney standoff has ended, which is good news. Really, it comes down to this, you know, getting back to Santa and everything else. You know, when are we going to say enough is enough? And I know we talk about this all the time, but when are we going to sit back and say to ourselves, we have a zero tolerance for the terrorists? I mean, that's what's so alarming to me, is that we have the press that has taken devil's advocacy to the extreme level. We don't hear about Gruber. We don't hear about the IRS attacking individual Americans because of their political thought. That's not speculation. That's fact. And if the IRS doesn't bother you, how about the NSA using information that they've garnered, giving it to the Department of Justice, which has nothing to do with their charter, which is stopping the terrorists? And then when we think, well, maybe we'll stick up for Santa. Well, we don't even do that because somebody is offended. We've turned the faux offensive, the phony outrage, into an industry that's used to pretty much tear down everything that that you were taught as a kid. Let me ask you, you didn't turn out so bad. Why would we sit back and say to ourselves, you know, why would we sit back and say, hey, why would we destroy that of what we had, right? But we do. We have people that are at this school in Massachusetts, and I'm sure it'll be out west as well, where people say, well, we don't need Santa. We don't need Christmas. You want to stir it up in a politically incorrect way, How about this? Say Merry Christmas to somebody in retail. I can't believe the looks I'm getting. And most of them are happy that you say it. They can't say it anymore. I don't know if there's a law, you know, in local or national retail sales where you can't say it. I mean, everybody's happy holidays. What's that about? Maybe I'm being Christmas-centric, but isn't it relevant that we should all be Christmas-centric? Well, if you're not a Christian, well, there's a secular vibe to it. I was watching, what was it, Shark Tank, and they have Menchie the Mensch or something like that. Some guy that's going to allow people to, you know, of the Jewish faith to celebrate Christmas. And I mean, instead of ignoring it, think to yourself, it is the season, right? You go somewhere else, they don't change because people don't like things. That's just the way they are. Shouldn't we have that train of thought in America? 30 degrees in Nampa. Let's get you to traffic at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller with you here. Coming up this week, more live local talk about the issues that impact you. None bigger than our culture. Of course, our politicians won't talk about culture. They'll talk about, well, we need to bring back values. Let me see. Values in the omnibus spending bill, salty foods, expanding spending limits on political campaigns. That's going to help out America. We'll get to it. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Serving Meridian.